This patient got pembrolizumab. What happened?
We got pembrolizumab for him off of protocol. He was not on a clinical trial, but we were able to obtain it, fortunately. And his response was dramatic and immediate. And within a few months, that large ulcerated tumor mass on his cheek had nearly resolved. And he had a clinical complete response within a matter of about 4 or 5 months. He was interesting as we followed him and continued to treat him on pembrolizumab. Almost a year into therapy, he had a severe accident that was unrelated to the treatment. And he was hospitalized for an extended period of time, had some rehabilitation. And so we held therapy during that hospitalization. He recovered. He's back to his baseline. But since he clinically had a complete response, we decided to just stop therapy. And we've been following him now coming up on a year without recurrence. So he went from looking at a disfiguring surgery to a complete response with the immunotherapy and is now followed off treatment.
Really amazing. You know, it's interesting, you know, you started to hear, as the checkpoint inhibitors came out, I would hear stories, cases of people who got stopped because of toxicity. In this case, an unrelated problem, motor vehicle accident. And I guess we saw that maybe you don't need necessarily to give checkpoint inhibitors indefinitely, particularly to people who are having such great responses. The other thing that's interesting about your paper is the waterfall plot. It looks like almost everyone is kind of going down.
Yeah, so even though they didn't meet criteria for response, there's clearly clinical benefit. And that's one of the difficulties with these cutaneous malignancies, these locally advanced, is trying to assess response because you still see things. And that's true with the basal cell carcinoma studies too, where you still see defects on the skin, but whether that's viable tumor or just scar is often hard to say. So the response rate may be even under reported.
Did this man have any tolerability problems with the pembrolizumab?
Absolutely none. He did very, very well.
Interesting.